Bay Roberts, Part 2, East Wind. "Good night," said a voice in the trees, as if the game were done and we could all go home. When they pulled aside the boughs to let us in, the waiting crowd stood up and cheered. You felt a little foolish wearing shoes. The ice was getting soft. "Sishy," they said, "but it ought to hold up for an hour or so." You heard the sound of moving water everywhere. Someone beside me said, "But would any of these guys know about ice?" We glanced away, embarrassed by their gear, the mismatched socks and dreadful skates. Then the sleet came sideways out of the night, and I'd forgotten how I hated lacing skates in the cold. You heard the moaning and bitching on our bench when Flamin, our captain, sniffs at the air and looks at us. "Boys," he says, "I like the feel of things. The happy crowd, the smell of spruce and wood smoke in the air, and half of their team inviting us over for drinks." Mikel gets everyone up on their feet from the start, going end to end with the puck, then circling back and taking it in all over again. You hear the rising buzz of disbelief. It's a bit of a dream for them as well. Until tonight, they've only known us on the radio. Their players go after the puck, but all together, and turn to find it up the ice tucked neatly into their net. They glance at one another, thinking, what's their part in all of this? Slowly they skate to center ice, and you see the little grins begin, as if they're seeing the situation now, another close place and impossible odds. Down in the dark alone, my mind drifts back to Michigan. I see the newly flooded Olympia ice and hear the crowd as Hall brings out the team. Well, here, my sweater's white with sleet, and there's an uproar in the dark as Boyven sits on both referees. Then Flamin brings that lady's umbrella out of the stands. "Gotta look after your goalie," he says, looking to see how I'm taking it all tonight. They must have had 60 guys out for the game, 4 different teams crowding onto their bench, until it turns into a free-for-all at the end. They all tumble onto the ice, and the Bruins go sit on the boards or up in the crowd. Their man in front with the puck pulls up just out of reach, and it's hard to say which is the worst of a goaltender's dreams, the laughter welling out of the stands, or 59 sons of bitches looking for a loose puck. "What are you doing? Shoot the goddamn thing," I shout. "Not so fast, my buddy, my darling," he grins and drops his gloves, bearing a pair of split and battered fists, one with a program in it, the other a pen. "Can we boys have your autograph?"